the importance of showing up and voting. Can't stress it enough. We're talking about how we're even entering into a new legislative session. And despite what many will think, which is that it's just a bunch of lawmakers up in Hartford making major decisions, but what do I matter or care? No, this is actually a really great opportunity for you to engage, have your voice heard, and maybe sway lawmakers to do what would be best for you. And on top of that, we want to also focus on the importance of showing up to vote. So we've got a huge election year ahead of us, because in Connecticut, we're going to be deciding later this year who's going to run the state of Connecticut, who will be our next governor. Will it be our current governor running a third term? Will it be his opponent? Will we flip to Republican? And I have to say, the Republican Party, more and more people are kind of coming out of the woodwork and saying they are interested in the nomination. But I want to go back to the initial voice that said, I'm not running for re-election as a mayor, but instead I am going to be exploring a run for governor. And that is former Mayor Erin Stewart of New Britain. She joins us back on the show. And Mayor Stewart, thank you so much for always giving us the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Melissa. It's crazy out here with traffic this morning. I'm in the middle of kid drop-off. But drive slow, everybody, whoever's listening, drive slow.
Yeah, exactly. Right? We don't need the snow or any more ice, but certainly it's still pretty slippery out there. I echo that sentiment. Thank you so much. Mayor Stewart, you know, like I said, you were the front runner for the Republican Party, I would say, you know, before you even declared that you were going to be running. You had started really going across the state, trying to garner not only support, but really seeing if it was worth a run. You officially declared near the end of last year. You had declared in November that you were officially running, and you reached the amount of fundraising that you needed. Talk to us about where you're at right now with your campaign and how you're feeling, especially because it does seem like more and more people are entering in to try and get the Republican nomination, including the former lieutenant governor of New York recently announcing, Betsy McCoy. Talk to us a little bit about where you're at with your campaign.
Yeah, so it feels like forever ago at this point, but over a year ago, I started this exploratory effort to run for governor of our great state. And listen, I started that early because I knew and I know how long it takes to raise the money to qualify for the Citizens Election Program. So in Connecticut, we have the Clean Elections Program where you collect small dollar donations from many, many people across the state. You qualify for publicly funded campaign funds. So myself, and I'd like to think I still am the Republican front runner, Melissa, and the two other Republican candidates for governor have all said that they're going to want to qualify for this program. It's an arduous task. We raised over $370,000 in small dollar donations, you know, $250 a person from people all across the state. But I'm the only campaign that has made it past the threshold and raised the money. So that's great. So what it allows me to do is, you know, you're not focusing on fundraising anymore. You're focusing on really going across the state and listening to the people and hearing what people have to say. And that's exactly what we've been doing. We've been planning these weekly meet and greet events. I've been having them once a week or once every other week, weather depending, for the last couple of months now. And we've been everywhere from Old Saybrook to Fairfields, Coventry. This week, I'll be in Norwich Thursday night. Next week, I'll be in Southington. Really an opportunity for people to come out and meet me and talk to me about what's on their minds across the state. And I think it's pretty clear that people are pretty hungry for change.
Mayor Stewart, I think one of the challenges, and this is just as a resident of Connecticut and just working in the news, honestly, that combo can be deadly for sure. But I look at the Republicans in Connecticut and I compare them to the Republicans in Washington. And unfortunately, I think there is a very huge misconception. I think that Republicans, honestly, in Connecticut are a lot of the times can be a lot more, I think, compromising than those in Washington. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, I like the fact that we don't have necessarily a Republican Party that matches what can look like very controversial Republicans in Washington. But my point is going into the primary, I think it's, I don't know how you feel about open primaries. Obviously, that's not a reality in Connecticut, at least for the foreseeable future. But, you know, how much do you think the Republican Party you know, kind of focuses on riding that fine line of who really is the strongest candidate for the Republican Party to run against, who is probably going to be Governor Lamont. I don't know for sure, because obviously Josh Elliott has a competitive chance. But who is going to be the strongest candidate, and how do you get, you know, those who are registered Republicans to also get on board with that?
So I think, you know, I've said this multiple times now, when you have multiple candidates that come from the same party, you're all going to be pretty much singing the same tune, right? All the Republican candidates right now, we're all advocating for the same things, for lower energy costs, for lower taxes, for less regulation in government. We're all going to be talking about those same things. So when you're talking about, you know, it really is who is going to give Ned Lamont the biggest, you know, challenge in November, and who really has those intangible things that will attract people. And I think I've been doing a good job at setting myself apart, right? I'm the only candidate that is not from the same town that every other candidate is from. I'm the only one that's grown up in really working class Connecticut, you know, in a city, in an urban center like the city of New Britain. And I'm the only one that has municipal management experience. So I'm keenly aware of the struggles that our cities and towns are going through day to day with these unfunded mandates and everything that's passed down from the state that legislators just don't understand how they're practically applied when it comes to our towns. So I think, you know, when you're talking about voting in a primary, and yes, I had always been an advocate for open primaries with a majority of people in Connecticut being unaffiliated voters. I don't think that is necessarily a bad thing, but it's never going to happen here. But I think, you know, the Republican Party and those that will vote in the primary, if we have one in August, are going to have to make those considerations of who has the capability to beat Ned Lamont. And I know that I'm the only candidate in the race right now that does.
We are talking about the upcoming gubernatorial election in Connecticut. It may seem like we're pretty early on, but honestly, I think the timing of this is great. First of all, you can't get people out to vote early enough. I think it's important that we keep it top of mind. We make sure people are informed and that they're learning about the candidates who are running. And we have former Mayor Erin Stewart of the city of New Britain here, who has been, well, she was the very first, I think, of the Republican Party to say she was exploring a run for governor. She declared just a couple of months ago and remains one of the front runners, I think, in this race to get the nomination. So, Mayor Stewart, I'm going to say something that I don't know if people necessarily agree with me. But again, I kind of think a lot with my news foot, and that has trickled down to who I am as a taxpayer and a resident of Connecticut. What I think concerns me, and honestly, I've seen it just in the last couple of days. I believe you were featured, as well as every other candidate in this race, from both the Democratic and the Republican side. You were featured in a story with one of the news outlets about the response to ICE. Now, I bring this up not because we don't know that ICE is controversial. Of course, I know that. Of course, I know that there is ICE activity going on in Connecticut. I'm aware of all of that. But my thing that is concerning to me is that the media, and I kind of blame the media a little bit, the media, I think, really crafts what people focus on. And when we're talking about a governor's race, I don't know if we realize that the general public focuses on not the right things, honestly, if I'm being real with you. I mean, to me, do we need to focus on ICE in Connecticut? Sure. I'm not saying we don't. But you know, there are much bigger fish to fry in the state of Connecticut. Now, does that mean we require the same thing from the governor that we do maybe our senators or our lawmakers in Washington? No, those are totally different jobs. But what I'm saying is, do you worry that we focus too much on what national politics look like and what that should represent in our candidates running on either side, honestly? Like, to me, I don't really care what your thought or Josh Elliott's thought or Governor Lamont's thought or Ryan Fazio. I don't really necessarily care what you think about ICE. What I want to know is, are you going to bring my electric bill down? Are you going to make sure my kid is safe in school? Are you going to make sure that, you know what I'm saying? And I just think we lose that. We lose that.
I agree with you 110%. I'm going to tell you a story of something that happened to me this past week. I was doing an interview with a local newspaper reporter, and it was supposed to be about my plan for Connecticut, my thoughts on exactly those things.
lowering taxes and eliminating the public benefits charges from our electricity bills and generating more electricity and energy so that our costs can go down. But she didn't care about asking me about any of that. All she wanted to talk about was federal issues. And I got like 15 minutes into the interview with her, and I stopped her and I said, you know, I'm not running for Congress or senator, right? And she said, well, yeah, I know that. Why? I said, so what do I have to do with any of these issues that you're asking me about? You're asking me, you know, about increased ICE enforcement, and you're asking me about my thoughts on, you know, how the federal government is pursuing immigration. I'm not running for a job or a position where I would have any impact on that. And quite frankly, I don't have any impact on that because the Democrats said that levels of government cannot coordinate anymore. So you're asking me to give you an opinion on something that the Democrats legislated that I can't even have an opinion on because there's no coordination allowed. And she just went dead silent. I said, well, so please tell me, how is this relevant to my campaign for governor of Connecticut? And she was like, well, it's not. I said, okay, so is this interview over, or are we going to continue talking about things that impact us in the state of Connecticut with the way that the state of Connecticut has been failed by Governor Ned Lamont? And she, you know, pivoted to the next question. But it was just very frustrating to me that I don't think people draw the difference between the different levels of government. And then, you know, they, but exactly to what you said, we've got to know the job that the person is running for. Not everyone running for a political office is running for president of the United States. And you know, and I've said multiple times my opinion, you know, on ICE and the rhetoric and every, you know, nobody deserves to die. I think all of us collectively, you know, a normal person can feel like that. You know, but you've got law enforcement being attacked. I'm glad that, you know, finally the president and Governor Walz are talking constructively. But, you know, when you have people in power and they encourage people to go out and put themselves between federal agents, you know, you're creating a situation that's inherently dangerous and has the potential to end in tragedy. And we've seen it. But my frustration here is, let's take it back to what is the issue that's facing the state of Connecticut with this regard.
Right.
And the issue there is the problem with the Trust Act. And I've talked about this. And again, like, you know, I talk about this, I try to be reasonable and realistic. And I understand that there's people out there that are not interested in that. But, well, that's what you get from me. Somebody that's just trying to be reasonable, the Trust Act and facets of that are the reason why ICE is in our neighborhoods in the first place, because they're no longer allowed to prosecute criminals, people with a criminal background, in courthouses like they were before. There's a reason why ICE is having to come drag the, you know, driving down our streets and in our neighborhoods, and it's because of the provisions of this law. So are we reconsidering that? Is anybody thinking about, okay, well, let's protect our neighborhoods and our schools and our churches by looking at that? No, no one's even talking about it because they're too afraid to. But I look at it from a realistic approach. We're saying we've got to look at, you know, get away from this lens of the federal nastiness and just look at it for how it's impacting us here.
Right. Look at Connecticut as Connecticut. I can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree with you that I think a lot of people have lost the ability to do that. They just look at and label a party, you know, of two extreme ends. And the majority of us are not on the extreme there.
Well, and I think, you know, to your point, this was a recent, you know, I think speech that you had done. And you focused on, it says, re-examine current tax structures to put money back in the pockets of Connecticut residents, create a regulatory environment attracting investment in businesses, right-size state government to ensure its efficiency, exploring energy solutions. I mean, these are things that, and again, I know that the way we attack those things, yes, Republicans and the Democrats look at that differently. That's where I think the average voter should be focusing. Because those are real problems on a daily basis for the average Connecticut resident. It is not ignoring that there are other problems popping up across the country and impacting us here in Connecticut. I'm not taking that away. But I do find sometimes we overexert ourselves on issues that ultimately, even if we do pass more laws, or even if we do, you know, eliminate, for example, ICE operations, let's say we did that, if we were able to do that. I still want to know, though, the average person who is unhappy in Connecticut is saying it's because it's unaffordable, or I don't know where my next meal is coming from, or more people need to go on state health insurance. And that is the part where I feel like maybe it's not sexy. I'm going to say it. It's not sexy news headlines. No question. It's not going to make you have a million followers on X. But to me, it's going to make a difference in my family's life. And that's what I'd rather see both parties talk about. That's what I'd much rather see both parties talk about.
And what I think what you'll see over the coming years, you're going to see that balance. You're going to see, you know, I'll say for myself and for my campaign, you're going to see me talking a lot more about those issues and not focusing on the monstrosity that's happening in the federal government or, you know, right now, because that's not what we're running for. However, though, what I do get very frustrated when all I see is local Democrat officials, and the only thing that they talk about is federal issues. You know, just even yesterday, it's like every day on the governor's page, he's posting something else about what's happening in the federal government. And it's like, and it's exactly, I feel the same way you do. I don't care, because that doesn't impact how you are running the state of Connecticut. And he's got a lot of bigger issues that he should be worrying about. And that's exactly why I believe that I'm the much better person to take control of our state than he is. Because I'm, you know, he's not in touch with what everyday Connecticut is going through. He's not, you know, looking at and facing everyday people in the grocery store who are coming up and talking to him, talking about how they can't afford their mortgage or their rent this month, or they don't know how they're going to afford their car tax bill. Those are the things that I hear and the people that I speak to, because this is where I'm from. And this is, you know, the Connecticut that I live in. We live in a tale of two very different Connecticuts, Governor Lamont and I. And I think that's the biggest thing that I bring to the table for us. So it'll be an interesting year of campaigning. We have a long process here. So now that there's other Republicans in the race, we have the Republican convention coming up in May, where I'm working very hard to become the Republican nominee. That's what happens at that event on May 15th. And then we'll see if there is a Republican primary in August. That will happen. And same thing on the Democrat side. That will happen in August, and then the elections in November. So it's going to be an exciting year and lots of good things to come.
Well, Mayor Stewart, we appreciate you always giving us the time on WICC, and I'm sure we're going to be talking again throughout the year. And for those of you at home, we certainly have continued to have equal airtime for all candidates involved. As mentioned, we just had Governor Lamont on a couple weeks back, as well as Representative Josh Elliott from the Democratic Party. Senator Ryan Fazio is expected to come on the show very soon, and we have reached out to Betsy McCoy, and we actually just had the former state rep, Mr. Aurora, as well on the show last week. So, you know, we are on top of this and keeping on top of the gubernatorial race, and we'll continue to let you get to know all the candidates involved. And again, encourage you to get out and vote. Certainly, it's important.